That's what the centurion's saying. Here is a man, Lot, who grabbed power and had none. Here is a man, Abraham, who yielded it up and got some. Here is a man in the New Testament who yielded up his authority to a higher authority than him. And when he did, he had authority over those that were under him. Hey, grandma, you want to have authority with your grandchildren? Influence, godly influence, a power for good in the lives of your grandchildren? You must be yielded to God. Sunday school teacher, you want to have authority and power to influence those children in the Sunday school lesson? You want to influence them for good? Then you'll have to be surrendered to God's authority. Does no good for a preacher to get in the pulpit and preach if he's not surrendered to the authority of God, because he's lost his authority. So what we're learning here in this passage, Lot stayed in Sodom and put up with all of the trouble and all the vexation because he thought he had a little power. That's what always comes when you fight for power. Vexation. But if you yield up your power and yield up your authority, say, Lord, I'll be submitted to godly authority. You know what, dear lady? When you yield, when you submit yourself to the authority of your husband, you know what you're doing? You are surrendering yourself to the authority of God. You know what you're doing, children? When your parents say, now this is what you're going to do, and you say, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and yield, you know what you're doing? You are yielding yourself up to the authority of God in your life. And it's the only way you'll ever have godly influence, the only way you ever have any semblance of control or any power in your life is to yield it up to God. I had a young man. He's in a difficult situation. He's been sending me emails. We've talked on the phone. He's trying to find out the will of God. He's worried about his children. And here's what he said. He said, preacher, there are doors opening. But he said, I do not want to get out of the will of God. You know why? Because if he does, it'll just be vexation. He'll lose his authority over his children. So you say, well, preacher, I don't have the authority, influence I ought to have. Then yield yourself up to God. Where is it you're in rebellion? Where is it you're not in obedience? Where is it in your life that you're not yielded to the authority of God? If you yield to the authority of God, then God will give you influence. You'll be able to make a difference in somebody's life. Lot stayed in Sodom, I believe, because he wanted to have power, but his power was an illusion. I want you to bow your heads a moment.